Hey, who's made a difference in your life? You know, I think about myself. By the way, I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. My mom and dad, huge difference in my life, especially my dad. My both obviously made a difference for me, but my dad would speak encouragement into my life and made a big difference. You know, in many ways, I wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing today without that. And I think that's true of my father-in-law as well, so I was blessed in that regard. I think each of us, if we stop and think about it, have people who speak into our life. Unfortunately, sometimes the people who've spoken into our life or we've allowed to speak into our life have not been positive. They have not been uplifting. They've not pointed us in a healthy direction. They've damaged us in some ways. And so today we want us to see again that we have a responsibility to speak into people's lives with encouragement and hope and honesty. And we also have to tell ourselves the truth. Not everybody should have access to your brain and your heart, okay? And so today we're going to hear stories of people, one thing that made a difference in their life and how. And you can join us on our storyline at 888-888-1717. Dr. Randy here from the Intentional Living Center. Let's find out about Sid. Hi, Sid. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Appreciate your call.
I hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, and I've always enjoyed your show, but I just wanted to call in about my best friend growing up through the years was a guy named Bill Hunter, and I think...
How did he make a difference in your life?
He was a good listener when I was in some... problem going along, but he never was a judge. He didn't judge me. He loved me for what I was, even though I wasn't probably very lovable, but he was about as godly a person as I've ever met in my life, and he wasn't one to flaunt that and tell you how great he was. And he was just he went on to be in heaven a couple of years ago, but dear friend of mine, and he introduced me right after he'd moved to Nashville from Lubbock, and to a guy on the radio show in Nashville, a guy named Dave Ramsey.
Yeah,
and I still catch myself wishing. Paid more attention earlier. I have since, but anyway, Bill Hunter was a good, godly man, and I miss him every day.
You know, thank you, Sid, for that call. I was going to ask if you're following, what is it, the 7 steps of Dave Ramsey or something? I don't know. But, you know, Sid, listen, you know, the Bible talks about a friend sticketh closer than a brother. Isn't that interesting? There's something about that power of a friendship, a true deep friend. Here's the deal about friendships. We've done conferences and I've talked about this. You know, a friend should be someone who can speak truth into your life. Not someone who's controlling you, manipulating you. And I always tell people, be careful of the friends you pick because you become like them. But allow people into your life and being a friend in someone's life where you are encouraging each other, you're bringing each other up. That's a powerful thing. And the fact that you allowed this man into your life, your friend, to speak into your life, encourage you during the tough times, is a real tribute to the power of friendship. And that's a part of it, for sure. All right. Thank you, Sid. Let me go to Debbie is next. Hi, Debbie. How are you today?
Hi, I am good. Thank you so much. Better than I should be, that's for sure.
I guess that's true for each of us. Who's made a difference in your life, Debbie?
God, actually, God. I was divorced about 14 years ago, and we have 3 children, and all have separated. One goes to one parent, one goes to the other, and another one doesn't go with either of us. But I've been praying for my 2 daughters, especially, to number 1, come back to the Lord, but number 2, to let me in their lives. And so for 8 solid years, I prayed, and my pastor had told me that don't pray about it. Just, you know, just let it be. And I thought, well, that's not flesh and blood. How could I do that? So now it's been almost 2 years that my daughter and I have been texting together. I still haven't been allowed to see my grandson at all or talk to him, but it's in his time.
Yeah.
And he'll be 18 in another month, and so he'll be an adult. And so I feel at that point that I do have a legal right to talk to my grandson, but I love them so much. And I want them to see Jesus, and I don't want anybody to go to hell. But it's been through continuous prayer, and I mean, just so much prayer and fasting, and I'm so thankful that the Lord has brought my daughter back into my life.
Yeah,
and now she, you know, she's a mother herself, and so she has a child. So I'm hoping that understanding will come in place.
Hey, listen, Debbie, you said something really important here, that there are times, and this is really, really a key to living intentionally. And I talk about this circle of control that we have. We have a little circle, and I call it the 3-foot rule. I can reach out about 2 or 3 feet, and that's about it, right? And beyond that, I don't have control. I have control within that circle of what I say, how I behave, my habits, my attitude, my relationship with Christ, if I choose to do that or not. So within my circle, I have control, but I can't control a family member, an ex-spouse, grown children, neighbors. But what we can do, and what you're showing, is that within that circle, Debbie, you've said, hey, before God, I'm not going to take the advice. It sounded like maybe a pastor saying, don't pray about it. Hello. I don't know what that's about. But really understanding, we pray about everything according to Scripture. That you got earnest with God, gave your kids to God, continued on with your life, leave that door open to stay connected in some way with your daughter and maybe with your grandchildren in the future. That's it. You know, when we talk about who's made the biggest difference in your life, I would hope God would be at the top of that list, right? More on this topic, differences that have been made in your life. We'll be right back with it.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Would you like to experience more hope in your life and family? Most of us would. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy with an Intentional Living Minute. Hope is God's promise to His children. If you know Him, you have hope. It's guaranteed for you and for me. But experiencing hope is a choice. It's in our hands. It really is. It's a decision, and then the daily action to intentionally live a hope-filled life. You can, and it will change your life. I invite you to join me for a night of hope. Come discover how you can experience hope each day in your life, your marriage, and your family the way God intended, no matter what's going on in your life today. Night of Hope, Glendale, Arizona, Haven Church, next Friday, June 6th. Tickets are available right now. Don't miss them at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com.
And I hope you'll get those tickets. That'll be coming up, as I mentioned, next Friday, not this weekend, but the 6th of June, Haven Church, Glendale, Arizona. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Trisha, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
Good. Appreciate your call from California. Who's made a difference in your life that you want to give a shout out to?
Well, may I first say you have, in many of your inspirational talks and guidance with many people, and how often I had called you when my children were very young.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You're very welcome. Glad to be here. Thank you, Tricia.
Well, my Aunt Del had 9 children, and 2 of the children were handicapped. And I watched the love, the care, just all the compassion that she had for these 2 children. But she did not baby them. She really taught them how to live a good life. And all the my cousins, we took that as an example for this beautiful woman who raised 9 children and these 2 little children that had so many difficulties. And as we grew up, we learned to give to others and watch out for those who were maybe not doing so well in life.
Yeah, that's great. We can learn, can't we? What's your aunt's name?
Aunt Delphine.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, we can either learn or we're going to struggle in life. When we see things, I'm the type of person, when I see something, I'm wondering, what is God teaching us through that lesson, through that situation? That's just the way I'm wired. And hearing your story is a reminder. When we see people that are maybe not able to function at the level that we can, and we're not able to function at the level other people can, we can learn from each other that God is still with us no matter where we are. In fact, some of the greatest testimonies I've ever heard are from people who have said, hey, God, I know I'm not in charge. God is in this area of my life. That's a powerful reminder. Thank you so much, Tricia. I appreciate it. By the way, you can leave your comments at 888-888-1717. Beth is in Georgia. Hi, Beth. How are you?
Well, hello there. I'm doing well. I hope you're doing well today.
Thank you. Doing great. Who do you want to give a shout out to?
To my mother. Her name is Pat. And growing up, she had a difficult marriage with my dad for 20 years. He was an alcoholic and he was abusive. And I saw her pray for my father. I saw her seek the Lord. What do you want me to do, Lord? What do you want me to do? Because he wasn't that way when she met him. It was something that developed years into their marriage. And the Lord never gave her a peace about leaving him. And about the time I was 15 or 16, he ended up realizing, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, God gave my dad a dream that showed him the sinful nature of his heart. And my dad just woke up.
Wow.
And my dad, he did. He told my mom, he said, I know that this is my fault. I know. And he said, if you won't leave me, I will go to counseling. And I saw my mom for the next probably 3 years. They worked on their marriage, and it could not have been more broken and more shattered. But when I got married just a few years later, my mom said, Beth, can I give you some good advice? And I said, yes, ma'am. You definitely made it work. So I was like, anything you say, Mom, you know. And she said, a good marriage is made up of 2 good forgivers. Mm-hmm. And that has stuck with me. And she said, Beth, you will disappoint Lance, and Lance is going to disappoint you. It's just going to happen because you're 2 people. And I don't want you to have any pride, but I want you to seek the Lord, and I want you to forgive quickly. Do it as fast as you can, and then get help if you need it, you know.
Yeah.
But you need to forgive quickly. And that gave me the fertile soil to grow this beautiful, healthy marriage. My husband and I have been married for 27 years, and we've had our ups and downs just like my mom said we would. But the Lord has been faithful, and every time we humbled ourselves, every time we forgave quickly and realized that we both had fault in each situation, you know, and we've just been able to grow and not stay stuck in a situation, you know.
Great lesson. Mom made a difference. 26 years later, you still have the good memories of what mom spoke into your life.
Powerful. That's right. And my dad grew as a human being. He absolutely grew. He gave his life to God.
Amen.
And then my dad sought forgiveness. And it was just I kept seeing the Lord redeem the situation every time forgiveness was given. It's like when you forgive, it gives God the opportunity to change the situation.
Yeah. Very biblical stuff here. You know, the Bible says, forgive one another just as Christ has forgiven you. And by the way, and I'm sure Beth understands and knows that too, that forgiveness doesn't always mean there's not some consequences and there's not boundaries and all those kinds of things that need to be in a relationship, because sometimes they don't turn out like this. But when they do, it's a reminder that forgiveness is the key to that. Beth, thank you. I'm glad you're listening in Georgia, and thanks for being a part of the show today. Elizabeth is next in Kansas. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Oh, hi, Dr. Randy. I'm doing wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh,
who is it you want to give a shout out for today?
Well, I have to say that the woman who spoke about her husband and showing her love, you know, her newer husband, and I'd love to shout out to my husband too, the first man on earth that I felt unconditional love from the Father in heaven through. But I need to give a shout out to my Uncle Fred. He's going to be 90, and he's been through so much in his life, but he has set such an amazing example for me, and he kind of really made a difference in my life.
In what way? What specific things was he or did he do that made a difference?
Well, in a particular time where I was had kind of come back home and had truly been the prodigal child. And my family, I know they loved me, but they were afraid. There was a family gathering, and my uncle just came over and talked to me just like normal and no differently. And he was asking me questions, and I found out later everyone was kind of watching from a distance thinking, oh no, what's he saying to her? You know, how is she going to react? And it meant so much to me that he just, you know, he didn't treat me any different. He took the time. And I just wanted to encourage somebody maybe that, just showing that you care and, you know, looking at someone, as just, I don't know, it made all the difference. And to this day, my heart is so tender towards my Uncle Fred.
I appreciate you sharing that, Elizabeth. And it's a reminder, isn't it interesting how these stories, and someone's thinking, well, I'm hearing these stories, what does this mean? I'll tell you what I'm picking up. Little things. Sometimes it's the little things that make the difference. I listened to you. I prayed for you. Sid reminded us about having a best friend who was just there when he was going through a tough time. Debbie reminded us about being with God and trusting God, even though she had no control over her kids. Tricia was talking about her parents and an aunt that made a difference, and mom made a difference. You know, you can make a difference. Intentional living is simply saying, how does God intend for us to live our lives? Where's the joy? The joy is going to come when we serve others. That's biblical. When we love others. The Bible is very clear about that. The power of caring for people. That's really, really good stuff. All right. Thank you all for your calls. Tell you what, we've got someone who says the radio made a difference in their life. We're going to find out about that in a moment. Don't go away.
The world's changing, and it can feel chaotic. But what if the key to growing through it starts with how we see it?
The very first step, I think, in understanding that we can grow through change is to accept it. It's not a plot against you or against me, but it's just a reality that throughout our life, we're in a constant state of change.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled, Intentionals for Growing Through Change, he highlights 10 ways you can grow through the changes in your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message, along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
A night of music, laughter, and hope. It's Family Life Radio's Night of Hope, Friday, June 6th with Dr. Randy Carlson.
You can experience more peace and hope and joy in your relationships, and I'm going to show you how to do that at the Night of Hope.
You'll also hear inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
You've walked me through fire. Friday, June 6th at Haven Church in Glendale. Sponsored in part by Compassion International. Tickets available at myflr.org.
Next Friday, June 6th. Thank you for the reminder. Tickets at theintentionallife.com. It's going to be great. It's going to be just a really great evening. And one of the reasons I'm so passionate about it is because I don't want you to miss it. It's one of those things that if you're unable to come, I feel like, wow, you're going to miss out on an opportunity to really be encouraged and blessed or bringing some friends with you. So pray about it. Come and join us. Glendale, Arizona, next Friday. Go to theintentionallife.com. All right. Sounds like radio has made a difference in your life, Travis. What's your statement or question today?
I actually heard it on the radio, and I was hoping to inspire. To be honest, I within the past year, me and my wife, we got back together. We'll say we lived a lot of rough life separately, and we knew each other years back when we were doing wrong. She went to a refuge, and me, I found myself, and I found the Lord. And it was actually Family Life. I was landscaping, weed whacking, and mowing lawns, and it was the only radio station that could come in on my little headphones, safety headphones, and I listened to you guys for about a month. And halfway through that month, I re-got in touch with my wife now, and we fell in love. She has two kids. And I have two kids, and now we have one on the way.
Wow. Hey, let me ask you a question, Travis. Congratulations. Let me ask you a question.
Thanks.
How did listening to the radio while you're weed whacking out there make a difference? What was it that you were hearing that made a difference?
More or less, it was I was peaceful. I love hard work, love it. So I'm calm and I'm working out all energy and I'm getting it all out. But it's more or less I was out there by myself and I had nothing. But sometimes it was songs, other times it was scriptures being read or people sharing their testimonies, and it was just continually like, wow, like this can happen for other people, and hearing other people's stories, it was like, this could happen for me too.
Well, that's why we share these stories. We get hundreds and hundreds of stories, people's lives, and the reality is we're kind of traffic cops here. We just have an opportunity to play some of the music and share your stories and hear what God's doing in your life. That's really what we do. And it's exciting to be a part of it. So thank you, Travis. And I hope listeners didn't miss it. You're out there weed whacking. And you got on your little safety headphones. The only radio station you could hear was Family Life Radio. In the middle of that 30-day challenge of listening, you picked up the phone and called your wife that you were in trouble with in marriage. And we got back together. That's why we do what we do. Now, listen, Brittany's here. And you got a different story. It sounds like a family business thing, but the radio's made a difference in your life as well. Talk to us a little bit about what's your high-stake relationship?
Well, we are business owners. Like, we own an at-home business, and being a part of the 30-day challenge for your radio station and like, making a point to listen to the radio station every day is what got us started thinking about giving more. Hmm. Our company is faith-based, and we make it a point to give to people. So every month out of a commission check, we donate automatically $5 from each check, no matter what the amount is. And our goal, we started praying over our business, and just, like, my fiance and I, we just wanted God's help with our business, because us controlling it got us nowhere.
Now, wait a minute. I want to back up. What kind of business do you have? What do you do?
I work for It Works Global. I'm an independent distributor. It's a health and wellness business.
Huh.
We are just out to help people get healthier and manage their money better and live better with their finances.
And so what is this $5 out of every check? What does that mean?
Well, our company has a give back program. So we, as distributors, have the option out of each paycheck to give 1, 3, or 5 is the amounts that lets us choose on our website.
Hmm.
So we've chose $5, which is the highest for that selection, to go out of every paycheck, no matter what. And then we just continue to pray over our business every day, every night. Every morning when I get up, the first thing I do is pray and ask God to give us an awesome day and lead me to the people that need this business.
And you work in this together?
Yeah, he's a distributor also, so we're a team.
And you're in agreement then, so, and how to handle money and how to and all that?
Yes, and that's a big help. Like, you have to be in agreement or it doesn't work. Mm. You just have to give all your faith to God on your finances because it's not your money, it's His. And it's our job to go out and help people, not necessarily just be in anything to help ourselves. And once we realized that, our business started growing, my faith started growing, we're now in church every Sunday, we're just becoming better. And I think a lot
That's
of
good.
Every bit of that had to do with giving faith to God, no matter whether it's your finances or anything else.
You know, we have a lot of stations listening or taking the program Intentional Living Beyond Family Life Radio, and Family Life Radio Network is in the middle of this 30-day challenge, asking people to listen to Family Life Radio or Christian Radio for 30 days. And you've been doing that. And how has that made a difference?
Oh, it's made the biggest difference. Like, I called myself a Christian before, and my fiance did as well, but there's something different about us and our family and us as a couple now before. Like, now I pay so much attention to the songs on the radio, and half the time I'm crying during most of them because I feel different when I hear them now. Like, I feel like there's a message in there for me, and it's helped us through many situations on top of our finances. I never imagined that 30 days passed 30 days ago that our life would be that much different than it is, all because we decided to take that challenge and just let God and everything that He's working through the radio station be a part of our life.
We couldn't have invited you to call with a message any more powerful for encouragement to this end behind the microphone for our staff and those who are making our programming available every day. That's why we do this. And, you know, you're talking about that 30-day challenge. We always have a 30-day challenge. Take 30 days and listen to the radio. Take 30 days. You hear me talk about the power of one thing. What one thing could you do as a challenge in your marriage, your family, your relationship, your personal life? One thing. I mean, you think about it. Maybe it's not to criticize the kids for 30 days. Maybe it's to really get into God's Word every day for the next 30 days. Maybe it's over the next 30 days, we're going to be active in listening to the radio every day and allowing it to speak into our life. Life is daily, and when you can start connecting today to tomorrow and the day after and not allow what happened yesterday and the day before to bog you down and keep you trapped, as the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the goal. You know, he had not only a 30-day challenge, but that lifetime challenge. And so that's a great reminder. And Brittany, thank you for sharing, and Travis as well. I hope that's an encouragement to all the radio stations, and including our own here as we're listening today. Thank you. Hey, I'm Dr. Randy. We've got to wrap it up for today. Appreciate your calls. You can share your story, your comment, whatever, on our storyline at 888-888-1717. And we look forward to seeing you next weekend, June 6th, at the Night of Hope in Glendale, Arizona. Don't miss the tickets at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Have a fantastic day. God bless you. And for the entire team here, we're on the air to help you experience life the way God intended. Intentional Living is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.